what we're going to do at 10, we're going to bop it. Okay, we're going to bop from 10 to 10 to where we just stopped. So 10 to 29. 10 to 29 bopping, the bopping rules, you play it piano, mezzo piano. If you have a slur, you play the notes under the slur. Other than that, every note, whether it's a quarter note or a whole note, it's just bop, okay? Okay, measure 10 to 29. 8 for nothing. You need to get used to whatever tempo the chart is marked. So if this happens to be 132, you should have a metronome if you're going to be playing this on your own at a practice rehearsal. Either you know, just a small click, click, click. There's dozens of free apps for your phones for the Met, so you can wear a headset or whatever with the with just that Met clicking in your ear. But there are also a lot of missed notes. There's an exercise that you should be going over that before we leave today, we'll get into it for a little bit. It's the staccatissimo exercise, so that you need to play every note. It's like bopping a note, and the intervals aren't really that bad, but it's to get used to the embouchure set is you need to make those little minute changes to get to the next note. And if you miss a note playing the staccatissimo exercise, then, I mean, what good is the note if you miss the beginning? How can you recover? If you're playing in a jazz group, yeah, turn it into a trill. And, oh yeah, I didn't, that wasn't a crack. No, that was a, well, you can't do that when we've got this many people playing and this many people playing the same part. You've got to hit the note because the rest of the note after you've missed the attack is kind of worthless. So that's what that exercise is for. And it will help with these areas when we bop. The bopping is great for timing, but it's also, oh, I missed that note. You know, if the note was full value, yeah, you may have, if say it's a whole note, and we get to do, and you kind of miss the beginning, you can kind of recover maybe getting into 2, 3, and 4. But you can't when it's only a bop. So you really have to be precise with the embouchure set. I mean, sometimes I feel like you've got a minor second or a major second that you have to re-attack, and you make this big embouchure change that's not necessary, okay? So let's try it again. Let's try bopping it again and keeping it nice and soft so we can hear Dr. Beat here. I'm surprised the battery hasn't run out now. Wow, it recovered during the COVID, I guess. All right, let's take that same section. Nice and light, nice and light, concentrating on the beginning of each note, okay? I'd rather have you really screw up the rhythm or screw up the interpretation, but to get the beginning of the note, the head of the note, to be the right partial, the right note. Here we go. 8 for nothing. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's take it from there. We'll take it full value as written, and we'll keep going. Okay, we're going to keep going. You've done so far so good with the endurance. Yeah, you know, it's tough getting back into it. It's It's not easy. All right, here we go. From, what do we take, a 10?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Breathing on 7 and 8. 5, 6, breathe, breathe. Using the Dr. B, it really slows down. You probably finish that 132 around 120, 124, or something like that. We have some problems getting into the melody after we all had that break. And I know you've probably heard this before, but three of the words that I learned from a music teacher were, take it again, okay? Because you get your first gig teaching and you hear a mistake, stop. Well, or you finish the phrase and you want to go back and say there was an error here or there was an error there, when the easiest thing to do is just say, all right, take it again. 9 out of 10 times you realize what the mistake was when you made that you made. So why should we take time out from working on that mistake that's probably not going to be there when we take it again? If we take it again and the same problem is there, all right, then we'll, but we get more rehearsal time in by just saying, you know, take it again. So we're going to take it again and be careful when we get more than, if there's a couple of notes in the measure, three notes, when we start putting the eighth notes in the measure and we've got to move the tongue more quickly, that's when things start to slow down. So we've got to be able to push through those, and the only way you're going to do it is to keep practicing it at the written tempo. When you're not here. So when you're here, and then, you know, we've got the drum line is helping us out with that. They're our Dr. B when we're playing with the full ensemble. So let's take it from the same place and be aware of those measures where we have lots of notes that we've got to push through, okay? Because I think our gink on one, we were getting on like three by the time we finished. All right, here we go. Eight for nothing, breathing on 7 and 8.
With 10, beginning?
Yes, 10, starting at 10.